You know, I love South Korea. So far, so good. The people are warm and friendly and nice, even though it is bitter cold here in the country. Single-digit temperatures. We've seen 0 degrees a few times. I'm a picky eater, so I rely very much on the NBC kitchen and commissary to eat my potatoes and french fries. The hardest part, though, really the time change. 16 hours ahead. It's hard to wrap your mind around that, even though we've been here maybe, what, 5 days now.
I couldn't believe when I saw your tweet, Alex, that you actually went into North Korea for a brief time. Tell us about that.
You know, I mean, a lot of my buddies are asking me that, too. Like, did you really go? And yes, we really went. The DMZ is the demilitarized border there between North and South Korea. And we got to take a tour of that military installation there. The U.S. Army helps out the South Korean Army. But there is this one little building that sits right on the border where leaders of North Korea and leaders of South Korea, where they can meet to negotiate anything they need to negotiate. It's a table that's right on the border, and right on the line of the border are there a bank of microphones, just a line of microphones. The South sits on the South side, and the North sits on the North side. But in that little building, we are allowed to cross the border for about 3-4 feet into North Korea for a few seconds. It's allowable. It's not something I snuck and did, of course. And, yeah, you are officially in North Korea just a few feet. I didn't get a passport stamp, but it's something I can tell my buddies about.
That's,
wow.
That's pretty intense, huh?
Yeah,
holy cow.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? I've been doing this, writing stories for 22, 23 years now in my career, and I still can't find the proper words to describe how intense that place was. It is high stress. It is thick, full of, I mean, there's no joking around. You guys know me. I'm a clown. I'm a prankster. but there is no joking around there, not at all. They didn't even really want us smiling in any photos. Just, it's a really serious situation.
Wow,
no doubt about
very,
it.
Very interesting. Alex, talk about the TV presence. I know NBC just owns the Olympics, and they've just got to be everywhere, don't they?
Oh, they're absolutely everywhere. I mean, as you walk around the NBC facilities, there's a huge facility here in the coastal cluster where we are, by the skating and long speeding tracks, the curling venue, and then even bigger up in the mountains. It's about 45 minutes away, a whole other NBC presence where the snowboard and ski venues are. There are thousands of people. It is like a small village that NBC puts together, and we're just a teeny tiny small part of that. But in all honesty, it's a good thing we are hooked in with NBC. Otherwise, we wouldn't have access to get into the venues or to the athletes or anything like that. It is really difficult for a non-rights holder, a non-NBC rights holder, to try and cover these Olympics because it's extremely hard. NBC pays billions for these Olympics. They get amazing ratings, and they want to protect their investment. You can't fault them for doing that.
Mm. So tonight is the opening ceremonies, but competition actually began yesterday, and I know there was a disappointing start for our Utah native son, Nathan Chen.
Right. Yesterday for you, I'm trying to wrap it in my head. It was earlier this morning for us, around 10 a.m. when he skated. It's here, what time is it now? It's about almost 10 p.m. here in South Korea. But yeah, one of the first events, they have a few events that take place before opening ceremonies just because the Winter Olympics are a few days shorter than the Summer Olympics, and they still got to fit a lot in, especially with more sports being added to the Winter Olympics. So they do start a couple days beforehand with a couple of the events. And yeah, Nathan, he I don't know if you, yeah, you saw it on NBC. Okay, I can give a little bit of
Yeah, yeah.
He fell. And, you know, with all the pressure mounting on him, our Salt Lake City guy there went to West High School for a bit. The pressure is intense on him. It's amazing. He's in all the promotions. You see him nonstop. People know his name. And you wonder how much will that crush on somebody who's, what, 17, 18 years old? He didn't have the start he wanted. It is the team event that he was in, the big one where he skates solo, the short track, the short program and the long program. That's yet to be seen. But you know, kind of in a way, it's good to get those jitters out of the way. You know, he fell. Okay, I'm human. Now let's go kick some butt and let's do what he can do.
There you go. Absolutely, Alex. Hey, it's a great pleasure talking with you over there in South Korea. Good luck covering these Olympic Games, and I'm sure we'll check back in with you again.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.